Talking with head coach Dan Vargason for Atlantic girls basketball after a big win here at the Wells Fargo Arena. And coach, we thought that maybe that was the best game that your girls have played all season. I imagine you're agreeing with that.
Yeah, 100%. Our girls moved the ball well. We got the ball inside, outside, hit free throws, played good defense, rebounded. We did pretty much everything about as well as we have this season. I 100% agree with that.
What stood out the most? Was it the offense and just the balance on scoring, or just denying Harlan any shots? I mean, to me, your defense played darn near perfect.
Yeah, our defense has played really well this season, and I think we did cause some frustration. You know, one of their bigs got in foul trouble, and that was definitely helpful for us. But to me, it was offense. We've been good defensively most of the season, but offensively, we've had some games where we struggled. Last time we played Harlan, we scored 32 points. Tonight, we scored, I think, 62 points. So when we can get consistent scoring from other people, it wasn't feed Peyton Harder to the ball night. Lila Wiederstein had a huge game for us scoring. Katrina Williams did a nice job, but Peyton McLaren tonight got going. Zoe Kirkhoff scored, so I was really happy with our balanced scoring, and then we were 19 of 26 from the free throw line, and that was big for us as well.
Lita Wiederstein just seemed to find openings. I mean, it's moving without the ball. She just found openings, especially behind that zone defense, didn't she?
Yeah, and that's what we really emphasized was movement. Last time we played, we did a lot of standing around, and we were really soft inside, and we challenged Peyton and Katrina to move and create those openings too. When we post up, it creates gaps for our guards, and our guards got to get into those gaps. And I thought Lila did a great job doing it, and then I thought Zoe did as well, and then Peyton hit some outside shots, and then she drove as well, so I was just really happy the way that we moved.
And then Katrina Williams just found chances to get to the free throw line. You don't necessarily need to make a shot, but find a way to make something happen. And she went to the line and she just made free throws. I mean, what can you say about how she worked inside on her moves and found a way to make things happen?
Yeah, and she did a really nice job with pump fakes tonight, got their arms coming down. She got a lot of rebound putbacks, and she was just really physical. And like I said, last time we were kind of soft in the paint, and we really pushed them and called them out yesterday in practice to get better in the paint. And I thought they did a really good job because they have two really good post players themselves. And I think we had 8 points in the paint last time we played them. I don't know what the points in the paint were, but the free throws are just as good as far as I'm concerned. And then, like you said, we didn't just get there, but we knocked them down. And Katrina made some adjustments a couple weeks ago to her free throws, and her percentage has come up quite a bit. But I was just, again, happy with the way she played inside and then getting to the line. And then defensively, again, played pretty straight up and forced them to shoot over, and they made some of them, but also made it really uncomfortable for them to get into the paint.
How did it feel defensively to kind of frustrate Aubrey Suiso on this game?
Well, you know, she's a really good player. She's shredded us over the last 4 years quite a bit. So tonight, just to see her have to take tougher shots and really work for her points and try to get the ball into other players, you know, it's just a really good team effort. You know, I have a feeling we have a chance to possibly see her in week two, but, you know, Clarinda's going to be tough to get through too. But forcing Suiso to take those tough shots, big credit to our defenders tonight.
How important was this to get a win like this in a setting like this just before the playoffs?
Well, it's big. Clarinda's a really good basketball team. We played them tight both times. They're really competitive. They threw some junk defenses at us, and tonight showed a lot of our girls that they can score. And that's big, getting that confidence for, like, Lila and Peyton to get going right before we're going to play a team that's going to try to bank on them not scoring. So that was huge for us.
Coach, congratulations. Best of luck on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Dan Vargason, head coach for Atlanta girls basketball here on KSOM.